that work iniquity. For even like unto the grass, soon be cut down shall they, and like the green and tender herb, they wither shall away. Set thou thy trust upon the Lord, and be thou doing good, and so thou in the land shalt dwell and verily have food. Delight thyself in God, he'll give thine heart's desire to thee. Thy way to God commit, whom trust it bring to pass shall he, and like unto the light he shall thy righteousness display, and he thy judgment shall bring forth like noontide of the day. Rest in the Lord, and patiently wait for him. Do not fret for him who prospering in his way, success in sin doth get. These verses to God's praise, Psalm 37, for evildoers fret thou not thyself unquietly. Stand to pray. Enable us, O Lord God, to set our trust upon thee anew this day. Indeed, as we have sung, to delight in thee, for we have every reason to do so. Thou art worthy of all our praise and adoration. For thou art God, and there is none beside thee. All other gods are but dumb idols, which blinded nations fear. But our God is the Lord. And we bless thee that thou art such, that thou art indeed the Holy One of Israel, that thou art the King of kings and Lord of lords, that thou art the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, that thou art our God, and indeed that thou art thy people's Father in heaven, and we hallow thy name for this. And we do pray that thy kingdom would come, and that we would see evidence amongst us once again that the Lord is on his throne and the earth his footstool, and that thou art working thy holy work by thy Spirit to bring sinners to repentance, to make thy people more holy and more Christ-like. O Lord God, we are thankful today that thou hast not visited us according to our sin, for we could not stand if it was so. But thou art a merciful God, thou art long-suffering and slow to wrath, and even in thy common grace thou art good to all. But there is a particular goodness and mercy, kindness and love, and salvation shown to a particular people, those whom thou hast chosen for thyself and made thine own. But all of us, O Lord God, are responsible. We are accountable to thee, and man's responsibility must never be forgotten by us. Each and every one of us will have to have an account one day to thee. We pray then that thou would prepare us for that, and that we would prepare ourselves as we have been enabled by thy Holy Spirit. We know not what a day or an hour may bring to us, but thou knowest, for thou hast purposed and planned all things. Thou hast foreordained whatsoever comes to pass, as thou didst to create all things by the word of thy power in the space of 6 days, and all very good. Thou art still working, and while sin has entered into this world, nevertheless, it does not change thee, for thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we pray, most holy God, that in our act of worship today, that we would be accepted as we call upon thee. We call upon thee in the name of Christ our Saviour. We call upon thee because he is our intercessor. He is the only one by whom we can have access unto thee, for there is no other name given amongst men whereby we must be saved. And we thank thee, most holy God, that thou hast purposed and planned all things, even that we are here today. There is a reason for our gathering, for nothing happens by chance. And each of us here, whoever we are today, wherever we are from, whatever our background, there is a good purpose, we believe, for us to be gathered together in this house of God today. And we thank thee for every soul gathered. We thank thee for thy people who we would expect to be in God's house. We pray also for those who may not as yet be thine. We thank thee for them and thank thee for their presence. And we pray that thou would remember the families of the congregation. We thank thee for parents who bring their young ones to the house of God. And we pray, Lord, that they would grow up to know and to love thee. And those now who are of an age of understanding, that they would cast their lot in with the people of God, indeed with Christ himself. We ask, O gracious God, that thou would accept us as we call upon thee. We do confess that we are not worthy of the least of thy mercies. We confess before thee that we sin against thee in thought, word, and deed. And particularly, thy people are aware so often of sin still being with them, sinning against light. What a fearful thing it is that we who have had our eyes opened and profess to have come to know thy forgiveness, that we would still be troubled by sin in this world. But that is how it is so, and it will be until we leave this scene of time. So we pray, Lord, that we would seek after holiness of life, that we would be witnesses for thee, so that wherever we are found, that others would see that we have been with Jesus. We pray then that thou would help us to confess our sins, but not just to confess, for that can be relatively easy at times, but to repent of our sins, and that we would seek to live that life that none would doubt, but that we have been transformed by the power of thy Spirit, and that we would be light in the dark world that we live in. We do thank thee then, most holy God, for thy saving work, for thy redeeming work. We thank thee most of all for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour, and we bless thee that he is today sitting on the right hand of the throne on high, and that he is looking down upon us, indeed accepting us and making intercession for his own people. We do pray, Lord, that thou would accept our thanks for our families and loved ones around us, for the measure of health and strength that we have. But we also remember today those who would love to be in the courts of thine house, here or elsewhere, but are kept back particularly through old age and infirmity. We commit such to thee and pray that thou would bless them where they are. But remember also others, O Lord God, who may be kept from coming to thy house because of some mysterious providence, sometimes also because of lawful duties, that thou would remember such where they are. But we pray also for the many today who have deliberately absented themselves from God's house, not only here, but in many places throughout the world. O Lord God, that thou would be merciful, and that in wrath that thou would remember mercy, that they would seek thee while they still have opportunity, before the day of opportunity passes, and they find themselves before the judgment seat of God. We pray that thou would remember thy cause worldwide. We pray, Lord, for this city and this nation, and pray that thou would do that work that no human man can do on his own, but that thou would use us as means to thine own glory, that others would come and see their need and cry to thee through maybe our witness and our lifestyle. We pray that thou would remember the missionary endeavors done throughout the world, some known to us, but all known to thee. We pray for thine ancient people. We ask, Lord God, that thou would bring peace and stability to Israel, and particularly what goes on at this time in the Gaza Strip. Oh, blessed Lord, we pray that thou would turn the hearts of evil men to thyself, and that the eyes would be opened, that others would see that the Messiah has indeed come. We pray for other troubled nations. We think, O Lord God, of other places of war, and ask that thou would do that holy work that thou alone art able to do. But most of all, most holy God, we pray today that thou would be with us here, and that our time together be a time of blessing for our own souls, and that we would know the peace of God, that we would be challenged by thy word, and that we would hear it as it is, the word of life, that thou would keep our minds from being distracted, that the enemy of our soul would not allow us to think upon other things while we are focused, we pray, on thy word in the singing and the reading and the meditating upon it. So bless us together, accept our thanks, hear our prayers, and all for Christ's sake. Amen. Singing again to God's praise, this time in Psalm 106. 106. Again from the beginning of the psalm, verses 1 to 6. Give praise and thanks unto the Lord, for bountiful is he, his tender mercy doth endure unto eternity. God's mighty works who can express or show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that judgment keep and justly do always. We'll sing five stanzas, verses 1 to 6, Psalm 106, give praise and thanks unto the Lord. Turn now to the Old Testament scriptures, to the prophecy of Isaiah and chapter 28. Isaiah 28. We'll read the whole chapter from the beginning. Woe to the crown of pride to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that overcome with wine. Behold the Lord with a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with a hand. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet, and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it seeth, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory, and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred through wine, and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine, they are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision, they stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men, that rule this people which is in Jerusalem, because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the lion, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it. From the time that it goeth forth it shall take you, for morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night, and it shall be a vexation only to understand the report. For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it. For the Lord shall rise up as in Mount Perazim. He shall be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Now therefore be ye not mockers, lest your bands be made strong. For I have heard that the Lord God of hosts a consumption, even determined upon the whole earth. Give ye ear and hear my voice, hearken and hear my speech. Doth the ploughman plough all day to sow? Doth he open and break the clods of his ground? When he hath made plain the face thereof, doth he not cast abroad the fitches and scatter the cumin, and cast it in the principal wheat, and the appointed barley and the rye in their place? For his God doth instruct him to discretion and doth teach him. For the fitches are not threshed with a threshing instrument, neither is a cart wheel turned about upon the cumin, but the fitches are beaten out with a staff, and the cumin with a rod. Bread corn is bruised, because he will not ever be threshing it, nor break it with the wheel of his cart, nor bruise it with his horsemen. This also cometh forth from the Lord of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. Amen. May the Lord bless to us that reading of his own holy and inspired word. Let us praise God again, this time in Psalm 119 and at verse 57. verse 57. Thou my sure portion art alone, which I did choose, O Lord. I have resolved and said that I would keep thy holy word. With my whole heart I did entreat thy face and favor free. According to thy gracious word, be merciful to me. I thought upon my former ways and did my life well try. And to thy testimonies pure, my feet then turned I. We'll sing that whole section, 57 to 64, to God's praise. Thou my sure portion art alone.